ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Srimad Bhagavatam 11.8.11
Shayantanam Swastanam Va Nasangranita Bhikshukaha Makshika Iva Sangrinam Sahatena Vinashati Shayantanam Swastanam Va Nasangranita Bhikshukaha Makshika Iva Sangrinam Sahatena Vinashati Shayantanam Swastanam Va Nasangrahena Bhikshukaha Makshika Iva Sangrinan Sahatena Vinashati Shayantanam Svastanam Va Nasangranita Bhikshitam Makshika Iva Sangrinan Sahatena Vinashati Shayantanam Svastanam Va Nasangrinita Bhikshukaha Makshika Iva Sangrinan Sahatena Vinashati Shayantanam Svastanam Va Nasangranita Bhikshukaha Makshika Iva Sangrinan Sahatena Vinashati Shayantanam meant for the night. Swastanam meant for tomorrow. Va either. Na not. Sangranita should accept. Bhikshukaha, a saintly mendicant. Mokshika, honeybee. Iva, like. Sangrinan, collecting. Saha, with. Tena, that collection. Vinashati, is destroyed. A saintly mendicant should not even collect foodstuffs to eat later in the same day or the next day. If he disregards this injunction and, like the honeybee, collects more and more delicious foodstuffs, that which he has collected will indeed ruin him. Purport. Bhramara refers to that honeybee who wanders about from flower to flower. And Mokshika is the honeybee who accumulates more and more honey in the beehive with great attachment. A saintly mendicant should be like the Bhramara bee, because if he imitates the Mokshika bee, his spiritual consciousness will be ruined. This point is so important that it is repeated in this verse.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurn Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mayam tathati shapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri jata padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam shagrajatam shahagana raganatan vitam stam sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hodi Priye Vanshako Pitarubhyascha Kripasindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shayantanam Swastanam va na sangrinita bhikshukaha Makshika iva sangrinan saha tena vinashati.
So again, we're hearing instructions for the beggars, bhikshukaha, the mendicants, the members of the renounced order. Na sangrinita. Graha means to grab or to seize or to collect. Sangrinita, to pull it all together. Though the bhikshus shouldn't be trying to collect more. That's not their business. They should go from house to house and take as much as they need, give as much as they can, move on to the next house, next house, next house. That's their duty. Not to become comfortable, not to eat more, not to stock more. That's not their duty. Srila Rupa Goswami warns, Atyahara Prayashascha, Prajalpaniyamagraha, Janasangaschaloyamcha, Shadvir Bhaktir Vinashati. These things destroy devotional service. What's the first item on the list? Ati ahara. Ahara means eating, and ati means too much, more than required. One should eat as much as needed to keep body and soul together. Otherwise, first of all, one invites disease. But more than that, one invites the senses to get out of control. Or one enables the senses. Or one, practically speaking, pushes the senses to get out of control. When the tongue is uncontrolled, the Prabhupada, the Bhagavatam says the tongue is like the rudder of a ship. How big is the tongue in comparison to the body? You know, a small thing. But the whole life is guided by the tongue. You have one of these big aircraft carriers, and although it's such a huge ship, the whole direction of the ship is determined by the position of the rudder. Right? You know what a rudder is, right? Everyone? Okay, good. So the same way, the tongue what we vibrate and what we eat determines our direction in life. If we're vibrating all rubbish, prajalpa, then our life will be rubbish. Our consciousness will be rubbish. Our life will be rubbish. So the tongue has to be controlled for speaking, and the tasting function of the tongue also needs to be controlled. Tarma jejivati lobamoy sudurmiti. Lobamoy means its nature is that it wants more, that it's greedy. Lobamoy, that greedy tongue. Sudurmati, very difficult to control. But Krishna Bharadoyamai, Kari Bari Jiva Joy, Shap Prashad Anadilobai. Shayan Namritapao Radha Krishna Gunaga. Preme Dako Chaitanya. So the first thing is, we should only take Krishna Prasadam. Not food prepared in hotels, restaurants, airplanes, here and there. Or by materialistic people. We should control the tongue, so we only take Krishna prasada. That's the first thing. Then, particularly those who are in renounced life, have to control how much they eat. Prabhupada said, if you eat less, that's all right, but if you eat more, that's not very good. A child can eat more, but an older person shouldn't eat more. Less is all right. If we eat more, then the tongue becomes uncontrolled, and then the belly becomes uncontrolled, then the genitals become uncontrolled, then everything is lost. So the tongue should be controlled, not more and not greedy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says someplace that the person who goes here and there, iti uti, loud. Jivera lalasi, iti uti, gai, hai, ti, tai. Then, Krishna naparayana. Shishnodara parayana, who's simply after the belly and the tongue, Krishna nahipai. He can't get Krishna. The person who's running here and there, hey, they've got really great prasadam over here. Hey, the rasgullas are right around the corner. Hey, dosas, hey, this, hey, that. Krishna nahipai. He may get dosas, he may get rasgullas, he may get rubbery, he may get rasmalai, he may get pizza, he may get so many things, but he won't get Krishna. Krishna nahipai. Because he's Jiva Das. He's the servant of the tongue, not the servant of Krishna. And the Bible, it said, a man can't serve two masters. So if he's serving the tongue, then he's Godas, then he's not Krishna Das. So all the devotees should be careful not to eat unnecessarily opulent food, unnecessarily a big quantity. The householders have a little license. They can eat more. Prabhupada said, if there are some opulent preparations, let them be given to the householders. The very rich, opulent Mahaprasadam, let the householders take it. And brahmacharis should eat simply. I think here in Chopati for some time, so many generous people wanted to feed the brahmacharis. And then every day it was a brahmachari feast. And then what's the result? The brahmacharis were all over, what would you say? Overstuffed, overwhelmed, overdone. So then I think Radhanath Maharaj fixed it that, all right, such and such day, and as many people as want to contribute, they can contribute for that day.
not that every day another brahmachari feast, another brahmachari feast. There are concerns that many brahmacharis have left. At least there are still some left. But if we have indiscriminate eating, feasting, then there'll be the whole room will be white. So atyahara should be avoided, not eating too much. Rupa Goswami specifically points this out. Don't eat too much. Not good. And along with that, the other meaning, atyahara, ahara means, in the broader way, collecting. You know, we just like, what is that? Pratyahara. It literally means the opposite of eating. But more broadly, it means that we block out all the business of the senses in the yoga system, Ashtanga yoga system. Pratyahara, the opposite of eating. So the yogi practices the opposite of eating, the opposite of seeing, the opposite of hearing, the opposite of all the sensory activities. He withdraws, like the Kurmangani Vasarvasha, like the tortoise, he withdraws the senses from their objects. So more broadly, this atyahara means collecting too much. We shouldn't collect food and stock it and for eating nicely over the next day, few days, month. Because renounced life means whatever comes. Yadrichcha labha santushta. Whatever comes by Krishna's arrangement, we're happy. Completely happy. Santushta, we're completely satisfied with what comes by Krishna's arrangement. That's renounced life. It may be more, it may be less, but this is austerity of the mind to be satisfied. To be satisfied. Mana prasada somyatva. To be satisfied. And not collecting more, and not collecting more of other things. Not collecting more gadgets, not more collecting more money, not collecting more stuff. The Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was troubled when he saw that they purchased or built a temple in Bagh Bazar in Calcutta, and the leading men had their eyes on who's going to get which room. They wanted to secure their spot. That's against the principles of renounced life. Wherever Krishna puts me, that's all right. Not that I have to get this room, I have to, you know, wheeling and dealing to make sure I get this or that. Collecting posts. GBC, PBT, temple president, zonal secretary, regional god. You know, like the way soldiers, they wear their medals on their chest. So we wear it on our business card, you know, a whole bunch of letters after our names. So devotees shouldn't be eager to collect medals or to collect posts, to consolidate authority as much as possible, to expand their territory, to get the plum spots, you know, to be in charge of whatever you think is a great place. That's also collecting too much. Collecting disciples, that's also atyahara. We want to increase the number of disciples more and more, but for their benefit, not so that I can watch my ledger grow. 50, 100, 200, 500, 1,000, 10,000. Not for that. Or not for, this man's a big man. I have to make him a disciple before someone else does. This is a big man. I have my eyes on him for my own interest. My godbrother would take care of him as well as I would, but no, I have to make sure I grab him first. That's not very good for those who are in renounced life. For service, no limit. But for our own prestige or power or whatever, we have to be very careful, because Maya will try to confuse the two. What's the problem of weeds? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says you're pouring water on the plant of bhakti, the bhakti lata, and you're pulling up the weeds. But what's the problem? What's the big problem? They look similar. It's hard to tell between the weeds and the plant. The weeds are very clever at disguising themselves as very nice plants. And so we let them grow, and then they cause trouble. Well, Maya is very tricky. It looks like I'm doing something for Krishna, but there's a mixed motive. That I'm also thinking, what about me? What about me? I'm going to someone's house to preach. That's for Krishna. But I'm also thinking, better this house than that house, because here the lady is really a fantastic cook. Mixed motives. One has to be so careful that, because Maya is always on the job. Maya is always on the job and always looking to trip us up. So we should be very careful that, what is that? Anya abhilashita shunya. Nothing else. Jnana, karma, that's another collecting tumas. Someplace in a purport, Prabhupada says that atyahara also means, I think it's in, yeah, it's in Nectar of Instruction. Too many books. You know, we want to expand our bookshelf, either with books that we never read, or with so many books that we read, which are not necessary for us to read, but, you know, we did the tour of Ras Bihari Lal's bookshop, and we found so many Rasa Sindhu, Amrita, Sar, something, something. And then we're collecting so many books, but we're not actually learning the science. So it's Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I think, who comments that this is also atyahar, collecting too many books. Srila Prabhupada sometimes criticized our Panditji Pradyumna, his Sanskrit editor, for having so many books. Of course, you know, this is between Prabhupada and Pradyumna, but he would say that he's just like an ass carrying so many books. So but Prabhupada appreciated also Pradyumna's service, so we're not criticizing, but one should not become an ass with carrying big burdens of collected stuff. That sannyasi can't move from one place to another because he has all this stuff. It's a major enterprise to move from here to there because of all of his stuff. Not good. Let the grihasthas collect the stuff. And even they shouldn't collect more. If the grihasthas can be happy with less, that's good for them also, especially since they're going to have to become renounced also. I was reading the other day, Prabhupada was saying, how in vanaprastha life, sannyas life, one has to be detached, austere. It's easier if one is accustomed to it. That was Prabhupada's point. That one has to practice, that's what it was. Prabhupada said one has to practice to be austere, to be detached. And he says that's easier if one is already accustomed to that. Otherwise, later you have to become. It shouldn't be avoided. But it's easier if all along I've practiced detachment, I've practiced being satisfied with less. Then when I have to really go for renounced life, vanaprastha life, sannyas life, it's not a 360 degree turn. 180 degree turn, right? 180 degree turn. 360. I'm lost in geometry. Hopeless. 180, right? Means going backwards. Thank you. Yeah, 360, you'd be back and going in the same direction. I remember something. Oh, this is the happiness, actually, of the bhikshus, of the jagis. They're happy that I don't have all of this. In the Bhagavatam, it's said that a king who has a big turban sinks faster in the water. He's carrying this big weight, and the result of the big weight is that he sinks faster. He sinks faster. So the tyagis are happy. I'm not going to sink faster because I'm not carrying much weight. Even the materialistic people, it's like rampant obesity. Especially in Western countries, people are just fat like anything. Children, adults, fat. And their minds are clogged, their arteries are clogged, their stomachs are clogged, everything's a mess. And the doctor says, you have to lose, you know, this much. But their whole life is atyahara. Eating too much. Then their whole life is off kilter. So this idea, to be satisfied with less, and then Krishna Pai, to get Krishna. If we want to collect something, let us collect opportunities to serve Krishna. If we have to be running around for something, let us run around for opportunities to preach, opportunities to serve. That should be our business. Hare Krishna. What questions? Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, what are necessary requirements for us?
What are the what's?
Necessary requirements.
Necessary requirements?
For a sannyasi in ISKCON. What are the GBC? Can he have a bank balance or?
Okay. As far as the necessary requirements for sannyas from the GBC, you have to look in the law book. I don't really know all that stuff. There's some pretty. Anyway, I don't know. I won't talk about the GBC's requirements very much. Bank accounts are allowed, but the rule is that the finances should be reported. The finances should be reported. That's there. That much I know. I don't know if it's a GBC rule or not, but it's always been a rule that on ISKCON accounts there are two signatures. Not that sannyasis are holding piles of money in an account that they control exclusively, or in a trust fund someplace that they control. Or even, I control it and my disciple controls it. That's not two, that's one. Just like on a board of directors, if, you know, to have, you're on the board and your wife's on the board. No. That means you have two votes.
So it's not that there should be a big stock of money controlled by the sannyasi and his disciples, because whatever he says, the disciple has to do. That's not independent control. Just even in the temple accounts, if the signers are the temple president and his wife, again, that's one signature, not two. So the funds should be seen and they should be controlled. I talked about this yesterday, that this I learned from Govardhan Prabhu in South Africa, who's expert in all corporate affairs and business. That is the standard policy in any company, that there's a schedule of authority. Up to this much, you can spend on your own. Up to this much, you have to request, you have to consult someone higher. Beyond that, you have to go to the next level up. Not that you can spend $10 million on your own decision. $10, yes. $10 million, no. That's for your protection also. The sannyasi whose accounts are seen is protected. If he's sitting on a big pile of money, he's sitting on a potential disaster. Money that he only he knows about, only he controls. He's sitting on the source of potential fall down. It's bad fiscal policy. It's a bad way to manage money. It's Krishna's money. It shouldn't be just under one person's exclusive control. It's bad management. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, it's bad spiritually for the person who's in that position. If he weren't spiritual, it would be bad professionally. But he's sitting on such a big pile of money and he has no one else looking at it. He's inviting a corporate problem, a business problem, even inviting the opportunity to make a stupid move and lose it, and then lose his job and lose his career track and all of that. So that's the material world. But spiritually, on our spiritual career track of going back to Godhead, if we're in the renounced order and sitting on a big pile of cash, secretly or known only to those who are under my control, I'm in a very dangerous position. Exceedingly dangerous position. We discussed this yesterday. What are Maya's big weapons? Women, money. For those who are in the renounced life, these are the two big problems, big obstacles. Women, because those in renounced life should have nothing to do with women for enjoyment. And money, because those who are in renounced life should have nothing to do with money for sense gratification. And even money for Krishna's service. If we just sit on big piles of money for Krishna's service, Maya can dictate. Here, I don't know if the grammar says it, but it occurred to me, because Sahatena vinashyati, with, and I don't know enough grammar to know it, but the thought occurs that he'll be destroyed and what he collects will be destroyed. How often do you collect something and you hold on to it, and by the time you get to it, it's turned. You collect some food, you're thinking, I'm going to eat it tonight, but then by tonight the ants have gotten to it, or it's fermented, or this or that. Right? So you lose the thing and you're not acting properly. We have experience, right? Okay, just checking. So that can happen. That in the name of Krishna's service, we pile up a big accumulation, a big stock of money or assets, property, money, what have you. that we control. And Maya says, look at that. Just look at that. Here's this Tridandi Bhikshu with $3 million. What an opportunity for me. I can take his money and ruin him. Both. In Bengal they say, I can to see the rut and sell bananas. It means to do two things at once. In America they say kill two birds with one stone, which is very nasty. Anyway, Maya gets the opportunity. I can take the cash and I can ruin the sannyasi. So I score on both ways. And we've seen it. We've seen it where cash is stockpiled without proper supervision, and then the cash is lost and the man is lost. Both things. We see embezzlement. That money is being stockpiled for Krishna's service, and some member sees, look how much money is there, look how much property is there, look at all these assets, and he starts thinking, I could do this, I could do this, I could do this, I could do this. And, you know, pretty soon the faucet is leaking into his mouth, and money is disappearing, and nobody really notices. And he thinks he's doing, really getting something, because now he's got money, now he can build a big house, now he can have this, now he can have that. And he doesn't realize that he's being ruined. That he had the opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead, and instead Maya gives him a house. You don't want to go back to Godhead, let me give you a house. He's a fool. He trades in eternal bliss and knowledge for some property and some cash. He's a fool. But he thinks he's very smart, and then other people start seeing, wow, I could do this too. And they become very smart, but they're fools. So for their benefit, it's the duty of the managers to see every penny, every paisa is accounted for, is watched on three sides. For their benefit, for the benefit of the society which wants to use the capital, and for the benefit of the donors who've given their capital in good faith, their hard-earned money in good faith for Krishna's service. For all three purposes, that money should be watched diligently, jealously. It's Krishna's property. Krishna's property should be looked after very, very responsibly, very carefully, very properly, for the welfare of the society, for the prestige of the society, and for the welfare of the members, who shouldn't be trapped by Maya's tricks. To protect our own members also, we have to see that the money is very carefully watched, protected. Okay, any questions? And this is what Prabhupada was, you know, he was a saintly person. He was a beggar. He was, you know, but he was so attentive to this. In Juhu, he would become angry if devotees were using the elevator to go down. Because it costs money. And that money was obtained with great difficulty. And it's Krishna's money. Why are they using the elevator to go down?
They're only going up one floor. Why are they using the lift? That level of attention Prabhupada was giving. Why are they using the lift to go one flight up? You've heard the story, how he was thinking of mailing something, and it was thought of sending Shyam Sundar to Loy Bazaar to mail this, and then he saw that he would save a few paisa by doing it a different way, so he didn't send it. That level of attention. And particularly he used to get on the case of the Westerners. He said, you're all rich men's sons. You can spend this way and that way. He said, but we're coming from a poor country. We cannot see money spent this way. If he'd enter a room and see fans were going and no one was there, how disturbed he would be. Krishna's resources are being wasted. This is not a material calculation. This is Prabhupada's vision on the spiritual platform. Krishna's, everything belongs to Krishna, and the duty of Krishna's servants is to guard Krishna's property and see that it's used only for Krishna's purposes. Okay, what was that question?
Maharaj, as the society is growing, the world is being allocated to different GBCs, and it's
the world is not being allocated to the GBCs.
It's preaching.
The world is already allocated to Krishna, and the GBCs are there to see to it. It's not allocated to them.
So, the preaching zones have been defined.
Yeah, and we know what you meant. It's all right, but go ahead.
So, it's becoming increasingly difficult to find adequate preaching engagements.
Because increasingly difficult to find adequate preaching engagements? Are you sure?
Because, you know, like, okay, this is that GBC area and you may
come to Africa. Just come to Africa. We have 51 countries. We're active in about 16 of them. Even in those, there's room for expansion. And the other ones are, you know, choose a country. There is no shortage. In India, how many cities do we have temples in? And how many cities are there in India? And how many villages and towns are there? And how many of them have ISKCON temples? There's a shortage of engagements?
Like Maharaj, now in Bombay itself, there are 4 temples.
Only 4? Not 40? You know, I don't even know all the different names of these, but there's New Bombay, there's Sion, there's Dahisar, there's Borivali, there's, you know, we've already passed 4. Just this part of Bombay, you can have one center here, one center there, one center here, one center there. Practically, there's a new neighborhood every 6 blocks. Right? Every 6 or 8 blocks, it's a different area. Tardeo, you know, there's so many. We have 4 temples in Bombay. After all these years, we only have 4 temples in Bombay. And you think there's a shortage of engagement? And how many people are there in Bombay? Forget how many temples. How many people? What's the population of Bombay now? 2 crores. And how many devotees do we have? Or, you know, let's be generous. How many people are in our congregation? How many crores? How many lakhs? 1 lakh? 2 lakhs? We have 2 lakh people and 2 crores population. So there's a lot of scope for engagement. they're turning you off. What's the story here? Let's.
Hare Krishna. Practically speaking, you have to consider, like, you know, I go to Navi Mumbai to preach, but I have to be careful because there are, there's a temple there. And
so then don't go to Navi Bombay. Go to, you know, how much more is there to Bombay? Is it really such a problem? Even if we say, all right, Navi Bombay belongs to this temple. All right. How much left is how much is of Bombay is that? 5%? 2%? If they take, somebody takes Navi Bombay, we have Purana Bombay. What's the problem? There's no shortage. There's no shortage of engagement. That is the last problem we have. Yes. Loud, because the microphone is still over there.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Okay. You lost out to the microphone.
You said collecting more and more posts is also atyahar. And we need people to take more and more responsibility to take our movement ahead. And taking more and more responsibilities is always encouraged. And it is seen as one of the ways of making spiritual progress. So how do we reconcile?
Yeah, taking more responsibility is not bad. I'm not saying, you know, don't serve more, don't increase, don't expand your service. But simply when we start thinking, this is my post, this is my post, this is my post. And then even, you know, I'm expanding my responsibility. How long can I handle all that responsibility? I'm going to die. What happens to all the stuff I'm responsible for then? Therefore, wisdom dictates that we distribute the responsibility for various reasons. One, so it doesn't all sit on my head and I can expand more. Two, so that we give other people a chance, so that they won't have a shortage of engagement. Three, so that they can be trained up. Prabhupada showed that example. He didn't personally control everything. He distributed. You take charge of this, you take charge of this, you take charge of this, you take charge of that. So it's good for us to take responsibility. I don't have that problem. But this, it's astonishing, actually, that even in renounced life, we become attached to our post. And we can't imagine giving it up. A Dhritarashtra can't imagine not being king or not being in the palace. Even in renounced life, we become attached and we don't want to give up our slot to anyone. But we need to be careful about that. That's my point. More service is not a problem. But more, what is it? Sarvopati vinir muktam. To get rid of upadis, not to collect upadis. That's the point. We don't mind getting more service, but if our objective is, or part of our thinking is, I could be this, I could be this, I could be this, I could be this. Mama Maya Duratya. Maya says, you could be this, you could be this. And careful about this person. He's coming up. He might take your this post or that post. Keep him down. Like Indra. Indra has this problem. He's a big Swargaloka GBC man. He's the GBC man for Swargaloka. And he sees that someone is doing tapasya and he becomes worried. This man might take my post. So then he has to break out the apsaras or whatever. That's the usual thing, the apsaras. Because he's concerned. My post could be lost. In Goloka Vrindavan, they're thinking just the opposite. The gopis are thinking, Krishna likes her. Push her. Push her forward. Krishna likes her. Not, oh no, a competitor. Can we send her back down to the material world? Oh, Krishna likes her. Good. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, when we invite sannyasis to our Gopal Mandir for satsang...
I couldn't follow. What is that? When we invite
sannyasis to our temple for satsangs and Krishna Katha, so out of concern for their health, we ask them that, Maharaj, what would you like to eat? So most of the sannyasis, they want very, very simple prasadam to be offered to them. So this is one thing. And then secondly, when we have brahmacharis and other prabhujis coming for satsang, we tend to cook a lot of prasad to, you know, to make them happy, to serve. There's like an opulent feast being made by Matajis and us. So...
But Prabhupada said one time, just because they cook big, doesn't mean you have to eat big.
But we can feed big.
Yeah. There's a competition there. The householders always want to give more. But the brahmacharis and sannyasis need to be a little careful. And my business is not to take more and more and more. It's something of an art, how to please the householders without taking more and more. Something else. Yes.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your enlightening answers. Maharaj, I wanted to ask regarding planning. Because we...
Planning?
Yeah. Because you were saying, like, just like we collect and it ruins us whatever we are collecting. But in institutional setup where we are like, we are having some project small or bigger.
Then you need some planning.
Yeah. So how much planning to be done and where to cut down?
Yeah, planning should be done. Of course, Prabhupada told us that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would send his disciples out to collect for something. And they would collect, they would bring, and then he would send them out again to collect for the same thing. They would say, Guru Maharaj, we already collected for that. No, I spent it on this theistic exhibition, you have to go out again. So Prabhupada said he would keep them always in poverty. He would keep them always in poverty. So that they would not be comfortable and think, now everything is done and we can kick back. But planning is important. It's not that when Prabhupada was publishing books, when Prabhupada was building Bombay Juhu Temple, when Prabhupada was doing so many things, he had to acquire capital, he had to bring men in to manage, he had to do so many things, he had to engage the architect, he had to acquire the materials, he had to fight with Mr. Nair, he had to do all of these things. So it's not that we're anti-planning. This verse is not saying, don't plan anything. Don't plan anything for Krishna. Prabhupada used to plan big. And he wanted to see good management. Good management means you're planning. Good planning means you're looking not only today, tomorrow, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, what will be the picture? That's planning. Planning is good. But planning shouldn't be to plan for my own security, to plan for my own prestige, to plan for my own comfort, to plan for my own name and fame. That planning is not wanted. But to plan for Krishna, there's no limit. Is that okay? Good. We are past... Okay, last question, I think.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for nice classes. In Sunday Bhagavata, you said about women's wonderful creation of Maya. Wonderful creation of Maya, women's.
I didn't say that. That was Bhagavatam that said that.
Yeah.
I'm innocent.
But in Bhagavata, there are women's...
Maya Rachitam.
Brahmani's views. Brahmana's views, these women, the Krishna advised them to, as soon as they, when Krishna come in the forest and they hungry, and they came to know, they run to forest, and Krishna advised them... Krishna advised them to engage their mind into me, and when they return to home, that Brahmana said, these women have never undergo the purification rites of the twice born of the class, nor they have lived brahmachari in the ashram of spiritual master, nor have they executed austerities speculated on the nature of the self, follow the formalities of cleanliness, or engage in the pious ritual. Nevertheless, they have firm devotional Lord Krishna, whose glories are chanted by the exalted of the Vedas, and who is supreme master of all, master of mystic power. We, on the other hand, have no such devotional for the Lord, although we have executed all the purposes.
Striya sudra tata vaishate piyanti param gatim. Not that women are just Maya. First of all, the woman is a spirit soul. And she's part of Krishna. She's an eternal servant of Krishna. And she can develop love for Krishna. Krishna says, they can come back to me. They can love me. It's not that... But what's Maya? The man's attraction for enjoying the woman. That's the Maya. And the physical form, because that was the topic in the verse, Rupa, the physical form of the woman is so nicely made, Rachitam, Maya Rachitam, by the illusory energy of the Lord. The woman's body is not made of Satchidananda, it's not Satchidananda Vigraha. It's made of all material elements, but made really nice so that the mind of the man becomes bewildered, and he forgets about Krishna. That's the problem. That's the problem. In third canto, it's also said the man is Maya for the woman. She starts thinking he's providing for me, he's doing everything for me, and she forgets that Krishna is the provider. That Krishna is the maintainer. So it's not that, no, women are terrible, women are awful, women can't become Krishna conscious. No, the yogic Brahmins were saying, we're just stuck in the rituals and they're spontaneously attracted to Krishna. How wonderful. And how foolish and unfortunate we are. How unfortunate and foolish, how condemned we are that we're so stuck and our wives are so attracted to Krishna. So it's not a male prerogative. Men can be attracted to Krishna. Women can't be attracted to Krishna. Krishna is all attractive. The men are attracted. The women are attracted. The animals are attracted. The plants are attracted. The bees are attracted. Everyone's attracted. Krishna is all attractive. So that's our real business, to be attracted to Krishna and not to be attracted to the temporary material forms. That's the point.
In this regard, I want to ask further question. Only Bhagavatam says simply love. And Krishna advised them, Grasthi, to engage mind into me in Bhagavatam.
But you had a question, now this is the further question. The thing about the further question is that it takes further time. And we're really...
By Krishna, what, Bhagavatam say...
Right, I mean... We should end. Take a vote. Do we? Okay, the people have spoken. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta bhakta brinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande.